that head talking, we not into that. If I ever got a platinum plaque.
That's 27-year-old rapper Tiny Jag, who was scheduled to perform at the Afrofuture Musical Festival in Detroit in August. Then she found out about the price structure for tickets. Whites would be asked to pay twice as much as people of color, POCs. So she pulled out in protest. Let's find out more. Jag joins us now from Detroit. Hi.
Thank you so much for having me today.
This is fascinating. The festival backers say the ticketing is about calling attention to inequity. But when you found out about it, what did you think? How'd you take that in?
Well, I was first shocked because this was the first I was hearing about it, and it was from a non-POC friend of mine, and I was immediately upset.
Well, let's explain. You are mixed race, and
correct.
I understand that some of the songs you perform come from your first project. It's called Polly, and that was your grandma's name, and she was white. I'm imagining you're thinking, would my grandmother pay $20 instead of $10, or those were the early bird
exactly.
tickets, or the price is going to go up to $20 for people of color, $40 for whites.
I don't think I was wondering if they would be able to pay it, but just the message that it sent, I didn't know this was the direction that we were headed, so it was it was enlightening for me as well.
We reached out to the organizers of the Afrofuture Musical Festival. We haven't heard back, but they have said on the Eventbrite website that this structure was built to ensure that more marginalized communities, people of color, are provided with an equitable chance at enjoying events in their own community. We know that there are huge racial disparities in income and wealth, and a lot of it fixed generations ago in things like racial gerrymandering, people not getting loans, decades of inequity leading to this huge gap. Have you had any friends say to you, well, what's wrong with maybe correcting that in a ticket price, but at the very least drawing attention to it?
Oh, absolutely. I've had maybe not friends, to be honest with you, but quite a bit of backlash, especially from the local Black music and art community here in Detroit. And just coming from a sense of maybe I'm identifying more with one part of myself or even belittling another part of myself, the portion of me that is Black. It's just not the truth. I didn't have to be anything except whatever my soul looks like. And I would have had an issue with that regardless, because it's not part of my views. I don't see the world that way.
Tell us more about that. How does that feel to you, the separate ticket prices?
Just in a way that we would have to compromise our integrity or alienate another race in order to improve, as you said, fixed and institutionalized systemic disparities. So never have I sat down with anyone who put in our blueprint for what we're going to do from here an alienation of anyone else. That's never been a part of it. I know that's not our only option. That's not a thing.
I'm wondering if it would feel differently if it was somehow, well, like a project that was undertaken by Nigerian chef Tunde Wey in New Orleans. His was both a research project and kind of an art installation. He had a food shack. He had a price of $12 for a meal for people of color. He gave whites the option of paying that $12 or paying $30. As he said, the 2.5-time increase for whites would reflect the income disparity between whites and African Americans in New Orleans. And Tulane University helped him design this experiment, and people had to fill out a survey, and conversations got started about inequities. If the whites chose to pay more, that money was redistributed to the African Americans or Asians who signed up for it. So it was people knowing that they were a part of allowing themselves to feel a social experiment. Would that have been different?
I think the only thing that makes it different for me there would be, yes, the communication that was there, as well as them having the option to pay more if that's what they so please. Then we were explaining that the only reason that we're asking for that donation is to reflect the disparity. Sure, I would have felt differently.
You mentioned that you heard from many in the Black community. You heard from white supremacists as well. Were they thinking that you were somehow siding with them and rejecting this charging whites more? I mean, what'd you hear from them?
To be honest with you, the few that I've seen, they're definitely not thinking that I'm siding with them, but it's just a very blanketed type of like you go girl type thing. But when you go to the page, you can see what type of person they are.
Yeah. Well, the festival has withdrawn the split ticket structure. Might you play there now that that's happened?
No, because the organization made it very clear that the only reason that it was changed wasn't because of any school of thought modification or anything like that. It was only because of the threats that they began to receive. So I can't support the school of thought where the ticket structure is actually still figuratively supported, but is just technically changed to make sure that no one was harmed.
27-year-old rapper Tiny Jag thrust into a controversy in Detroit there, scheduled to perform at the Afrofuture Musical Festival until she found out that they were going to charge more for whites than blacks to ensure that, as they said, marginalized people of color were able to attend the concert. She's saying, there's a better way to do that. Tiny Jag, thank you so much for speaking with us about it.
Robin, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. I'm happy to share the awareness when I can.